Son, never stop learning.
A country shaped like a perfect hexagon sits at the exact center of the Western world's traffic. That is not a metaphor. French schoolchildren call their homeland l'hexagone because the country's six roughly equal sides create a near-geometric balance that is almost uncanny for a natural landmass. That shape is not just a curiosity, it is a strategic fact. France touches the Atlantic to the west, the Mediterranean to the south, and shares land borders with six nations. It sits precisely where northern and southern Europe must meet. No other country in Western Europe occupies that pivot point so completely, and that position has driven nearly every major decision in French history. Now, think of France as a corridor rather than a destination. Armies, merchants, pilgrims, and ideas have always had to pass through it. The Romans understood this immediately. Julius Caesar completed his conquest of Gaul by 50 BCE, and that event is foundational. It was not simply a military campaign. It was Rome recognizing that whoever controlled this corridor controlled the continent's spine. The people Caesar conquered were the Gauls, a collection of Celtic-speaking tribes with distinct regional identities, their own warrior aristocracies, and sophisticated trade networks. They were not a unified nation, they were a mosaic. And that mosaic quality, Alina, is something France has never fully shed. The regional diversity that Caesar encountered is the same diversity that French kings, emperors, and republics have spent centuries trying to manage. The key idea here is that France's name does not even come from the Gauls. It comes from the Franks, a Germanic people who moved into the region after Roman power collapsed. That detail matters enormously. The country is named after a people who were not originally from it. The Frankish kingdoms reshaped the post-Roman landscape, and Charlemagne's Carolingian Empire briefly united a vast territory under a single political order. Then came the Treaty of Verdun in 843, which divided that empire and established the Western Frankish Kingdom. That western fragment is the direct ancestor of modern France. So the country's origin is already a story of division, inheritance, and contested identity, not a clean founding moment. That means the pressure to build a unified national story was always intense. For example, during the Hundred Years' War, which forced the French kingdom to define itself against an external threat and consolidate its territory. The French Wars of Religion in the 16th century tore the country between Catholics and Protestants, and the Edict of Nantes in 1598 attempted to hold it together through toleration. Louis XIV then pushed monarchical power to its absolute peak, making the king the living symbol of French unity. The French Revolution of 1789 shattered that model entirely, replacing the king with the rights of the individual. Napoleon's rule followed, spreading French influence across Europe through war and law. Then came republics, empires again, and more republics. The Fifth Republic, which began in 1958, is the system France still operates under today. Through all of it, France has remained a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, a founding force in the European Union, and a member of NATO, the G7, and the G20. That is a remarkable continuity of global relevance across wildly different political systems. Remember this: France's entire history is an argument with its own geography. The land demanded connection. It sits between climates, between cultures, between seas. But connection without identity is just a road. So every era of French history, from the Gallic tribes to the Fifth Republic, has been a sustained effort to answer one question: what holds this place together? The answer has changed constantly. It has been a king, a revolution, an emperor, a republic, a language, a tradition of secularism. The official language is French, and that single linguistic fact has done more political work than most armies. The capital, Paris, became the gravitational center that pulled all those regional identities toward a common point. France's geographic destiny made it the crossroads of Europe. Its history is the story of what a people built on that crossroads, and Alina, that story is one of the most consequential in the world.